the Roselle and Washington Jefferson Jackson Show, January 28, 2007. Take one, four, three, two, one.
Allow me to introduce a bright and vivacious actor who has come under a lot of scrutiny for his comments regarding mental health. I welcome to the studio Tom Cruise. Perhaps I can bring this young man back into the world of reality. I'm not so optimistic, so I'll call this segment Mission Impossible. Tom, good morning.
Hey, what's up? It's good to be here in Detroit.
It is readily apparent that Mr. Cruise is either in need of or is on drugs, because he doesn't seem to realize he is actually in Detroit.
No way. I love this city. My wife Katie is from Toledo, which you know is about an hour away from here.
No doubt it takes less time in your spaceship.
Funny guy. No, seriously, you know my stance on drugs, Roselle. None, absolutely none. Because you see, true health comes from letting the body behave naturally, and that's me, all natural.
Tom, to say you are natural is to say that it is natural to see a baby born with horns.
Really? No medications, no drugs. I realize that it's all just a pharmaceutical conspiracy, but I'd rather talk about something that is more dangerous than behind-the-counter drugs or street drugs.
And what would that be?
The sudden appearance of space and time portals over the world.
I see. I have no doubt that you're not on drugs because your brain has already been freshly washed and pressed. Trying to get you high is like trying to strike gold in California. Somebody already beat me to it.
The Radocians have used antimatter mines to create these avenues for invasion that will only lead to the destruction of the Earth in only a few months.
Considering the way people act in Detroit, I wouldn't be surprised if they were already here. Let us turn to our man in the field, Washington Jefferson Jackson, and we'll see if any of these space and time portals are over Detroit. Washington, you're in a chopper. Do you see any space and time portals from your vantage point?
This is Washington Jefferson Jackson. I'm flying outside, and I believe I see something.
Really? You have to be kidding me.
No, really. I think I see. Is it? Yes, yes. In fact, it is. I can confirm that without a doubt that I see Tom Cruise's spaceship.
Washington, truly you are a man of jest.
Well, what the hell do you expect me to say after asking me a damn fool question like, do you see any space-time portals? You totally killed my buzz. Have you lost your mind?
Considering the conditions I have to endure to execute the function of my occupation, is it any wonder? You're listening to the Roselle and Jackson Show on FM 88 WJJR Detroit.
We're back. And Washington Jefferson Jackson, you have something new to report?
This is Washington Jefferson Jackson. I'm flying outside towards a huge black dot about 1,000 feet above the city. Yes, I said above the city, not in the city. Down there, I see a lot of little black dots, but up here, there's a giant black dot that has just appeared over Ford Field. We're flying in closer to get a better look, and what? We're flying in closer to get a better look? Aw, hell no! We're getting closer! Everybody's done lost their minds today!
I knew it. I was right, man. That's a space and time portal.
You better hope to God it ain't, or I might end up back in a time that ain't a good time to be a black man.
Washington, are you being drawn towards it?
The dot is getting bigger, and...
Washington, Washington, are you there? Washington, come in. I think we lost him. Well, Tom, since you're our resident expert on these things, what can we do to save our man in the field?
Really, I don't know. The church talked about these things, but we really didn't expect them to happen like this. I mean, it's all supposed to be symbolic, like wine doesn't really become blood and wafers don't become flesh.
Well, if there's one thing I learned today, it is that it was your church that actually made a prediction that came true, which indeed terrifies me. Not only is the planet likely to be invaded, but God is the God of Scientology.
Now I know how most... Oh, wait. I'm told we have Washington on his cell phone. Are you there?
This is Washington Jefferson Jackson. And I really don't know where we are, but at least it ain't over a cotton field in 1855. I'm flying over a bunch of hills and mountains. Could be the Ozarks. Could be the Rockies. We're going to set this thing down and take a look around. I see craters, poor people, and I'm hearing gunfire off in the distance, which makes me think that this would be Detroit if it weren't for all those hills. I see some guys over by a cave that are waving us over, so I'm going to go over and talk to them. Gentlemen, can you tell me where we are and who you are? Well, let's try and narrow this down some more. Where on the earth are we?
Hello? You are American?
No, I'm from Detroit.
Where is this Detroit?
Does Dearborn mean anything to you?
Oh, yes, Dearborn. I have family there. Are you Muslim?
Sure, I submit to the will of Allah. Why not?
Infidels.
Say what? Now, wait a minute. Let's just keep cool.
Infidels. They do not submit to the will of Allah. Who is that man with you? Is he American?
Why, yes, he's a pilot. And I, captured him.
Praise be to Allah. You are a good holy warrior.
Thank you very much. Now, why don't you let me interrogate him and find out if he knows when the next bunch of infidels are coming through here so we can start earning us some virgins. Now, how's that sound?
Oh, yes, virgins. I like those very much. So.
By the way, after we die and get our virgins, what then?
What do you mean? I've never heard that question before.
I mean, we get virgins, do the wild thing, and then they ain't virgins no more. Then what we do?
That is a good question. Our leader would know the answer to that one.
And just who might be your leader?
The great holy warrior, Osama.
Osama? Bin Laden?
Why, yes. Why, I'm so surprised.
Oh, I just always wanted to meet him, you know, because, well, I dig his videos.
Oh, then come right this way.
This is Washington Jefferson Jackson, and I'm standing inside a cave with Osama bin Laden. Mr. bin Laden, could you tell us exactly where we are?
We are in a cave.
Damn, these guys take more than the Quran literally. I mean, Mr. bin Laden, where are we inside this cave? And don't say near the entrance.
We are in the mountains of Pakistan.
You wouldn't happen to know the coordinates, would you?
You are American?
I'm a Muslim.
Praise be to Allah. He has brought you from the imperious land of America to fight the forces of evil. Welcome, my brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Actually, I captured this pilot. He's an American, see?
We must execute him for Allah.
Can I have the honor? I did capture him, after all.
Yes, my brother.
Is that a Russian-made AK-47? The one you used in that video? Can I use that one?
I would be honored if you did.
So would I. Damn, this is nice. Nice and shiny. Look at that. Oops. Damn. I'm sorry, my brother. He's bleeding. He's still moving. Well, might as well finish the job. It's payback time, you mother. Well, this is Washington Jefferson Jackson. And I'm running outside for my life as I head to the chopper. Start the damn thing and let's get going.
Well, folks, a more exciting day I cannot remember. If you just joined us, Washington Jefferson Jackson has just killed Osama bin Laden. We still have not received word on where Barack Obama is being held. Earlier, we found out that Tom Cruise's space-time portals do exist and that God is the God of Scientology. Tom, why don't we hop in your spaceship and get him back here? Get a remote ready. You're listening to the Jackson and Roselle Show.